Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for feeding us each day through your word. Help us to grow to be more like you, in Jesus' name. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 21, verse 42 to 46, TPT. Jesus said to them, "Haven't you ever read the scripture that says, 'The very stone the builder rejected as flawed has now become the most important capstone of the arch. This was the Lord's plan. Isn't it a miracle for our eyes to behold?' This is why I say to you that the kingdom realm of God will be taken from you and given to a people who will bear its fruit. The one who comes against this stone will be broken, but the one on whom it falls will be pulverized." When the leading priests and the Pharisees realized that the parable was referring to them, they were outraged and wanted to arrest him at once. But they were afraid of the reaction of the crowds because the people considered him to be a prophet. So the parable they're referring to is the one in verses 33 to 41. Quick summary, the landowner leased a farm to tenants who refused to give what was due. They owed a portion of the crops to the landowner, but they were only interested in their own gain, self-satisfaction, greed. Once again, it refers to bearing fruit, the importance of bearing fruit in God's kingdom. The only fruit that we can take with us to heaven is the souls that we affect on planet Earth, the people around us that we encourage, the people that we talk to, the people that we love and show God's goodness to. We cannot take our riches, we cannot take our possessions, not even gold, although that is the standard paving in heaven. We can't take it with us. The only thing we can take with us is what we've done in the kingdom. They're referring to the stone that was rejected by the builders. Those builders were the very religious leaders that Jesus was talking to. And they rejected Jesus, but Jesus is the cornerstone of the building, the most important stone in the building that all other stones rely on. I like this version that describes it as an arch. If you make an arch out of stones, the middle stone is like a wide V, and the other stones slot in next to it to make the arch. And that top stone is what keeps all the other stones in place. So Jesus is our foundation. He is our chief cornerstone. He is the reason we are alive. He is the one who created this planet for us to live on, and the oxygen that we breathe, and the trees that generate oxygen to replenish the air that we breathe and use up the carbon dioxide that we generate. So it's a beautiful balance that God made in creating this beautiful universe for us. Note that the religious leaders were afraid of the reaction of the crowds because the people considered Jesus to be a prophet. So when you are a people pleaser, then your actions are limited by what is going to go down well with the crowds. When you are interested in pleasing God, then you do things that will please God, never mind what the reaction of the crowds might be. So that's another motivating factor for us. We need to do what God wants us to do, never mind what people expect us to do and what the effect will be. In the end times which we are living in, there might come a time when our actions as children of God might bring undesirable consequences. And yet we need to be prepared to go through stuff because our reward at the end of the day will make it all worthwhile. In fact, the early disciples went through something similar to what might happen in the end times in Acts 4, verse 18 to 20 and 23 to 29. "So they had them brought back in before the council, and they commanded them never to teach the people or speak again using the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, 'You can judge for yourselves, is it better to listen to you or to God? It's impossible for us to stop speaking about all the things we've seen and heard.'" Then verse 23. "As soon as they were released from custody, Peter and John went to the other believers and explained all that had happened with the high priest and the elders. When the believers heard their report, they raised their voices in unity and prayed, 'Lord Yahweh, you are the Lord of all. You created the universe, the earth, the sky, the sea, and everything that is in them. And you spoke by the Holy Spirit through your servant David, our forefather, saying, "How dare the nations plan a rebellion? Ranting and raging against the Lord Most High, Their foolish plots are futile. Look at how the kings of the earth take their stand, with the rulers scheming and conspiring together against God and his anointed Messiah. In fact, Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with Jews and non-Jews, met together to take their stand against your holy servant, Jesus the Messiah. They did to him all that your purpose and will had determined, according to the destiny you had marked out for him. So now, Lord, listen to their threats to harm us. Empower us as your servants to speak the word of God freely and courageously. Jesus even had the joy set before him, which motivated him to endure the cross. And so we have a similar joy, a joy of being forever with our loving heavenly family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that joy motivates us to deal with whatever we need to deal with on this planet Earth. And so I encourage you to shine your light and reach out to the lost and hurting people around you and shine your light.